Greetings, beautiful ones. Welcome to the Snails with No Shells podcast. I am Ms. BJ Martin. It is so nice to meet you. In this community, we are all snails with no shells. This is a safe space for one to bear all and feel free. We will talk about any and everything. There is no judgment on this podcast. Individuals and aliens from all walks of life and planets, please join us. See you soon. All right, greetings, beautiful ones. I'm Ms. BJ Martin. Happy Tuesday. Yesterday was Mental Health Mondays. I'm usually posted on Monday. I wanted to come on live yesterday, but I still got to get used to the time change. By the time I get ready to come live, it was late. And, you know, my people on the West Coast, on the East Coast, I'm still on the West Coast, but my people on the East Coast, y'all probably was getting ready to go to bed. So I said, you know, I just wait till tomorrow. Mental Health Mondays was yesterday, but today is Tuesday, but that's okay because mental health is every day, right? Cool beans. So you guys, the other day I was talking about, it's still in lieu of Mental Health Monday. I was talking about the other day, my live I did the other day, I was talking about how I used to have panic attacks, right? So I was sitting on the balcony, I'm looking at all this, all the cars, all this traffic, you know, and just looking at in my atmosphere, just looking around, just appreciating, you know, where I am and the view, and just thinking about when I used to have these panic attacks and what I was thinking about and how it used to affect me, you know. And so I said, you know what, I'm gonna research about panic attacks, because of the panic attacks, that's the reason why I started the coloring, which is why I designed the coloring book, right? So yep, I have notes, y'all. I took notes because this is serious. Okay, so I looked up panic attacks, you know, how many people have panic attacks. It says about 1.7% of adult Americans, or about 3 million people, will have full-blown panic disorder. 3 million people. And it says women twice as often as men. So it makes me wonder, like, what's going on? You know, what are we panicking about? What is the stress? A lot of times panic attacks is caused by, you know, stress. And it says panic attacks usually happen between the ages of 15 and 25. And some people think that it's just a heartburn or indigestion. Panic attacks can cause strokes. Did y'all know that? I had no idea. I'm learning about this now. Panic attacks can cause strokes, or it's called TIA, transient ischemic attack, and that's loss of blood flow in the brain. So we having these panic attacks, we stressed out, depressed, all of these things that are going on. And I remember when I was having those attacks, I felt like I couldn't breathe. I felt like somebody was just laying on my chest. I thought I was having a heart attack. That's how I felt. And I had a lot of them, because I was always worried about tomorrow. I was always worried about making the wrong decision. You know, making the wrong decision for my tomorrow. And I remember I was in my 20s having these attacks. So it's real. People, you know, it's not to be taken lightly. I had no idea that women suffer with this more than men do. That's important. We need to know those numbers. We need to know, you know, what's going on. Panic attacks are serious. I had no idea it could lead to a stroke. But any type of stress, any type of depression, any of those issues can lead to a stroke. You know, so I just wanted to share that information with you. And that's, you know, it's important. It's important. It's important. It's important that we monitor our mental health. It's important. We go to the doctor, you know, for other things, but we don't concentrate on our mental health enough. And just a slight thing like a panic attack can have you in the hospital with a stroke, may not even be able to talk, walk, or any of that. So we definitely need to check on our mental health and make sure we're okay, you know? Check in. Hey, Rashida. It's important. So, now that we know the statistics and how important it is that we monitor our mental health, these are some things that we can do to prevent having panic attacks. And just some of the things that I used to do. And first, you need to calm down, okay? You have to calm down. You're gonna have to calm down. And I know you hear this all the time, but taking those deep breaths is very important, okay? Calm down, close your eyes. Take that deep breath in. Breath out, right? Do it again. Inhale. Exhale. And you just have to keep doing it. You have to keep doing it. Keep doing those deep breaths until you calm down. It's not going to be easy at first. Okay? You're not going to be like, okay, I'm good. You got to keep doing it. Keep doing it. Focus on calming down. Calming down. Okay? Those deep breaths are important. Okay? Also, focus on the now. Focus on the right now. Don't worry about tomorrow. You have no control over what's going. You have no control over what's going to happen tomorrow. You have no control of what's going to happen next week, next month. You can plan some things out. I'm not saying don't plan or, you know, or be all unorganized, but you have no control over what happens tomorrow because things happen. So don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about the next minute. Be in the now. Be in the present. Don't worry. Don't worry. How about forget worrying, period. Because worry, that's a negative word. Just focus on the now. Be present. Because what you focus on is what expands, right? If you focus on problems, guess what? You're going to get more problems. If you focus on worrying, stressing, you're going to get more things to worry about and more things to stress about, right? So we need to focus on the now, focus on the present, and focus on being in a positive place. And you must do this daily. It takes practice. Just like you brush your teeth, same thing. Focus on the now. Like I say, don't worry about making it through the day. Let's make it to the next step. Then the step after that. Then the step after that. Because you have no control over tomorrow. Okay? All right. And just know, and I'm looking at my cards because, guys, I took notes because I wanted to make sure that I had the correct numbers and the details that I needed because this is important to me. Okay? And I love y'all. I tell you that all the time. Okay? So, last, just know you're not alone. You're not. Because a lot of times you're dealing with this stress and this anxiety and you having these panic attacks. You feel like you're in a space of, like you're alone, like you're in a space of aloneness. Because sometimes when I had panic attacks, I was alone. Sometimes I wasn't. But even when I was having the attack, I felt like I was in an alone space. You know? And I couldn't explain why I was having the attacks. I couldn't explain it at first. But now, I can explain it now. And I'm here. I'm here for you. I get it. I understand. I know what you're going through. You're probably not going through the same thing I went through, but anxiety, panic attacks, I know what you're going through, right? So you're not alone, and it will be okay. It will be okay. It's going to be okay. I know that for sure. I'm in Marina Del Rey, California, looking over the ocean. I once was having panic attacks, anxiety, depression. I tried to take my own life, okay? And I'm here now, smiling, filled with joy. And I will not let any being, anybody, take this joy away from me ever again. Because once you have that joy on the inside, and once you know who you are, it's no going back. I will never let anybody take that away from me. Okay? So, I'm not going to hold you guys. I just wanted to come on here and share the information, you know? Share what we need to know about mental health. Okay? Oh, well. You guys, thank you for coming on my live. Thank you for watching the video. I appreciate you all. And I still, again, want to say thank you to those who have bought the coloring book and who have invested in their mental health, not, you know, for themselves or for someone that they know personally. I've gotten a couple of good reviews, you know, saying that it's helpful already. And I'm so thankful. Like, I'm so full of gratitude, because that's what I want to do. I want to help. I want to help. I did not have the help that I needed during those times. And I also sometimes didn't know how to voice that I needed help, you know, because I was afraid, I was ashamed, I was embarrassed. You know, I didn't know how to communicate that. But I'm here. I'm here for you. Okay, so I know I said I was going to let y'all go. Oh, I miss y'all. Oh, my goodness. All right, so I'm going to let y'all go for real this time. And before I go, I just want to say, remember, just like the sun, you are necessary. I love y'all. Oh, and let me, before I go, if you're not following me on Instagram, follow me. It's MS_BJ Martin. That's my Instagram. And you guys need to tune in and listen to Snails with No Shells podcast. It's some good stuff on there. I meet some good people. You know, I spotlight people who are doing things in the community that people do not know. It's not, you know, major. It's some, you know, people that are writing books, writing journals, doing things in the community, working at food banks, whatever the case may be. Y'all need to tune in. Tune in and check out some of those shows. You know, I call them conversations. I have conversations with all kinds of people from everywhere, you know? So y'all need to tune in and check it out. We have this Hottie Body Movement. I need to check out the Hottie Body Group. It's amazing. It's a active clothing wear line. Dope, I love it. But yeah, so I think that's it. Y'all. All right, so you will see me soon. You will see me soon. I need to come on more so I can reach out to y'all and hear from you guys, okay? So you can DM me. And I am accepting conversations, interviews for the Snails and No Shells podcast. So hit me up. Hit me in my DM. Let me know what's going on. All right, I love y'all. See you later.